Good morning. This is Wilf's wake-up call. Wilf being the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. We're here every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, bringing you the important and hot news of the day, and a lot of times things that you're not going to hear on the regular media. I'm your host, Lori Hoyt, and our guest today is Myra Dotson, and she is the
chair of Sewage Sludge Action Network, and thank you for having me.
Well, I know that I personally had not heard a whole lot about sludge until the last few years. There's been a few articles in the paper and about people out in the western part of Orange County having some health problems, and that Owasso was putting it on fields. But, I just didn't quite understand, and Owasso has a reasonably good reputation. So But in learning more from Myra at one of our Wilf meetings, it is not just even Orange County. It's about seven counties in North Carolina?
70,
rather. I meant 70. So, but let's have Myra tell us just what we're talking about and what we're talking about and mean by sludge.
Right. Well, my group is the Sewage Sludge Action Network, and our primary goal is public education and public awareness about sludge. And people will ask me, what is sludge? And sludge is the byproduct of the wastewater treatment plant. So everything that goes down the drain and down your toilet in homes, businesses, funeral homes, auto mechanic repair shops, everything that goes down the drain, street runoff, storm water runoff, and even leachate from the landfill, which is the water that drains out of the landfill, is put into our wastewater treatment plant. And those of you who live out in the country, your septic tank, when it's pumped out, is also taken to the wastewater treatment plant. And all of that ends up in sludge. The sewage goes into the wastewater treatment plant. The solids are removed and taken to the landfill. And the water is taken out and that water goes through a process. And then what's left over is dewatered and some processes. It goes through some processes and it ends up as a very concentrated product called sewage sludge. But years ago, the industry had a contest to give it a better name that was more publicly accepted. And they came up with the term biosolids. So quite often you will hear the term biosolids. In this county, Orange County, 20 million gallons of sewage sludge is spread on your farmlands in this county per year. 20 million gallons per year. And that goes up every year, of course. So this year is probably way more than 20 million gallons. It goes on 24% of the croplands. And croplands is the definition of land that crops are grown on. And this does not include grazing land of cattle. Sludge will be spread on grazing land of cattle, and the cattle, after a certain period of time, the cattle are allowed to graze on it. So that 24% is much bigger than 24% if you include the grazing land of cattle. So what is in sewage sludge? Heavy metals, toxic heavy metals are in sewage sludge. Pharmaceuticals, PBDs, every kind of chemical you can imagine is in sewage sludge. Some of the sewage sludge, it's tested for some chemicals. But it does, it's tested for a very small amount of chemicals. Pharmaceuticals, Viagra, hormones, every kind of virus that a person could have, TB, the AIDS virus, bacteria, every kind of bacteria imaginable, something called prions, which are like bacteria, they can, that could produce mad cow disease. So the imagination can run wild. There are hundreds of thousands of chemicals and components of sewage sludge.
So Myra, you said that it goes through a process. That process does not kill off any of this stuff?
Well, the process does kill off some of the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
It does not do anything to the chemicals. The process is a heated process. They put it in a large contained drum, if you will, and it's heated and stirred, and it's supposed to stay at a certain temperature for a certain period of time, and it's supposed to kill the bacteria, and it does kill some. But what people don't realize is that this process can kill off the bacteria that are susceptible to this process, but the ones that survive are quite often the stronger bacteria and viruses and worms and other things, anything that you can imagine. And a lot of times those organisms survive. And then those organisms and all the chemicals are spread on farmland, and crops are grown on the farmland. And as far as we know in this county, no direct human consumption crops are grown on sludge, but they can be. The rules of EPA allow human crops to be grown on sludged farmlands. But what we do know is that crops that are fed to animals and that we consume are grown. The food for those animals are grown on sludged land.
So that we know how connected everything is. If the animals eat this, then when we eat the meat...
Drink the milk. Cheese. And that's one picture of that is in... Also, our problem is water. Water, groundwater, and surface waters are contaminated by running off of the farmlands. Quite often these sludge sites are on banks of creeks, and we have found that sewage sludge is being spread in the critical watershed of the drinking water source of Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
So I know there's areas that they protect the watershed.
Right.
So you're saying that some of the sludge is put on fields within the watershed?
Yes. Yes.
And so how did this happen? I mean, has there been research about this? I try to keep informed. I know I've only been hearing about it the last couple of years. How long has this been going on?
Sewage sludge is being spread on the farmlands in this county for over 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the best-kept secret from the public. It's the holocaust of our farmlands, because these farmlands are going to be and are toxic waste dumps. Like I said, it is the holocaust of our farmlands, and our farmlands are very precious because it's very limited farmlands, and as farms go out of business... more and more land is valuable. And in this case, in Orange County, we have over 25% of our land is now toxic.
So this has sort of snuck up on us, you know. How much research has been done about this? It sounds like this has been a very poorly conceived program. Why are the and maybe these are too many questions at once, but how come the farmers are letting this be put on their land?
Well, the farmers, there's many instances of how farmers allow this to happen. In some of the cases, the farmers actually don't own the land. Well, they own the land, but they're what we call absentee farmers. They're not actually farmers. They own the land, and they're two entities spreading sludge in Orange County. One is OWASA, which is Orange Water a Sewer Authority, and the other is Synagro, which is an international business, and they are part of the Carlyle Group.
Oh, my God.
They are a billion-dollar industry. They take the sludge from municipalities all over the United States, and they make the contracts with farmers. And like I was saying, farmers can be absentee landowners. They're not really farmers. They have other jobs, or they're retired and they own a lot of land, and they have been convinced to allow Synagro or Awassa to sludge their farmland or their land. There are other instances where a lessee leasing land from a landowner would be also listed on the permit to sludge, and that person is not an owner. So therefore, they really don't care about the neighbors. They don't care about the legacy and the heritage of the land, where it came from, where it's going, how it's going to be used in the future. They have no stake in the property. They're just leasing the land. The third category, and I'm saying roughly these are categories, the third category would be the farmer who lives there and quite often has family that live all around them, and they are convinced by Awassa and Synagro that this is a safe practice and it's highly regulated. The EPA approves it. The EPA made the rules. And they are convinced that it is a safe practice. And quite often when the crop comes up, it is a beautiful green color because there is a lot of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in the sewage sludge. Mm-hmm. But they are not told what other things that are in the sewage sludge. They are not given the full information. They are only told part of the story, and it's an unfortunate situation when neighbors' wells go bad and their own wells go bad, and they have health problems, and their neighbors have health problems, and the families have health problems.
So what is the incentive that Synagro and Awassa use to get the farmers to do that?
Well, there are farmers who may need the extra help, and it's touted as free fertilizer.
Oh, free? Okay.
It is a free fertilizer.
Okay.
And fertilizer is not sewage sludge. Sewage sludge is not a fertilizer. Fertilizer is something that you purchase, or it is a manure from an animal that is high in potassium and phosphorus and the nutrients that plants mm-hmm. need, mm-hmm. A real fertilizer does not include unregulated and untested mm-hmm. and unknown quantities of unknown chemicals. And I say unknown, they know what kind of chemicals are in sewage sludge, but you wouldn't, from sludge to sludge, you would not necessarily know what chemicals are in it.
Mm-hmm. So the EPA has approved it. Which means then, is this happening all over the country?
Yes, it's happening all over the country. And it's happening in our state to an extreme extent. Union County has 11,000 acres being sludged.
Oh, my gosh.
Orange County has over 4,000 acres sludged. Alamance and Chatham County both have a high number of acres sludged. A lot of these acres that are being sludged are right on creeks. Some of these creeks feed directly into Jordan Lake, and they want to know why Jordan Lake is as bad as it is. It's because sewage sludge is being spread on the banks of creeks that feed Jordan Lake.
So I think you said at the beginning of the program that there's 70 counties, and we have 100. So 70 counties are using sewage sludge, and this is all coming from the Synagro and Awassa, or another parts of the state, I guess it's from other entities?
Yes, I'm not sure what each county, who is sludging each county. Obviously, Awassa is only sludging, Awassa sludges Chatham and Alamance also. They take their sludge to different counties, and also we have 5 municipalities that sludge Orange County. Durham sludges Orange County. Uh-huh. Durham, ironically enough, has no sludge sites, but Orange County does take their sludge. Burlington sludges Orange County. And Cary, up to last year or the past couple years, has sludged Orange County. And Mebane and, of course, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro also sludge Orange County. So there are many cities cross the boundaries of other counties to sludge into different counties, neighboring counties.
Well, this is a huge thing, and And what, I mean, I know I heard about it a couple of years ago. Was there anything in the papers? I mean, it seems like you said, a big secret that nobody quite knew or knows what's going on. And thank you for getting the word out and educating us, because it sounds like something that really needs to be looked into. Is there any research being done?
There's lots of research being done. I recently Googled into scientific sites, scientific papers, scientific journal sites, and Googled just the two words sewage sludge without Googling biosolids or anything. And 26,000 articles came up just for 3 years. Those years would be 2008, 2009, 2010. So there are future articles to be published about sewage sludge. And 20 in one, just one database was 26,000. Articles, but it has been kept secret from the public.
So this is just recently that word is getting out, and it's not been out before a few years ago.
Right, it's been kept very low key and very secret from the public. As I go out into the community, and I will talk to people about sewage sludge, and even to the point where I've spoken with people who have a PhDs in environmental science and have never heard the two words sewage sludge.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know what I was, where it got into the paper, as I recall a few years ago, was people in Orange County complaining about healthcare problems in burning in their eyes and skin problems and some respiratory problems.
Right. People who live around sludge, and especially when sludge is applied, there's a lot of people who do suffer from asthma attacks, also MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus is a serious infection that people have a tendency to have more of when they live around sewage sludge, respiratory problems, pneumonia. It's a serious, serious health issue for people who live in the area, but also people who whose drinking water, such as Orange County, such as Chapel Hill and Carrboro, their water, drinking water, may very well be impacted to a negative degree.
So I guess that is part of what it got in the paper, was these health problems really having to get some attention, because that's a pretty serious thing.
Right.
So how long has your organization been going?
About a year. We've been going for about a year, and we do have, I want to tell everybody out there, we do have two movies. We have a movie that we show for a public education awareness tool, and that movie is a Canadian documentary. It's 50 minutes long. It's called a Sludge Diet, and we're having a big showing at the Chapel Hill Public Library on Thursday night from 7 to 9. And we also have a showing.
This is next Thursday.
This is next Thursday, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 12th. And the 11th, we're having Wednesday night, we're having a showing in Pittsburgh. And that's going to be from 7 to 9 at the Pittsburgh General Store. Mm-hmm. We're showing this documentary. And it's a really good documentary, in the fact that it goes all over the world and shows how other countries are dealing with this, with the problem of sewage sludge. And it's a really informative a documentary on exactly what sewage sludge is. And then people in my group give presentation after the film to show how all of this has impacted us in a local situation.
Yeah. Well, I want to get back to those movie showings, but we're going to take a station break and let our listeners know that this is Wilp's Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Lori Hoyt, and our guest today is Myra Dodson. We have an underwriter that we love, Internationalist Books, that's located on 405 West Franklin Street. And you can get more information by going to www.internationalistbooks.org. You're listening to WCLM LP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. We are your all-volunteer community radio station. And if you're having difficulty getting us in, you can stream us at www.comfm.org. Sorry about that. Okay, I want to get back to our guest because she came to one of our WILF meetings last month, and it was quite an eye-opener to us, and we were all pretty politically aware, and I just think the word is just beginning to get out to all of us how serious this problem is. And just tell us again when those movies or documentaries are showing, because I just urge everybody to go and let you and find out what is going on in our county and our state and really our country that we need to do something about and make some changes in.
Right. We have two film showings. The same film is called Sludge Died. It's a Canadian documentary. It's 52 minutes long at free admission. It's going to be shown on Wednesday night, the 11th, next week, in Pittsburgh at the General Store from 7 to 9. And then on Thursday night, 7 to 9, it's going to be shown in Chapel Hill at the Public Library off of Estes. And it's free admission. If you need any more information, we have a website, www.sewagesludgeactionnetwork.com, and you'll find information about the film there. Also, after the film, we give a presentation. We have maps, lots of handouts. We have maps to show where the sludge sites are in the various counties. We're in the process of doing a lot of research on where these sites are happening, who is sludging the sites, how much sludge is being put down, and we've found some alarming things. People will find this very alarming that the banks of their water source, drinking water source, is sludge. Banks of creeks that the water goes directly into Jordan Lake is being sludged.
And three or four of, I remember from seeing the map, and you just recently found out, you thought there were one or two in the Cane Creek water area and found out that there was a couple of more?
Right. There are some sites that are within the critical watershed. I've been talking to people at the Carborough Farmers Market on Saturday morning about this, showing pictures of it actually happening. If people want to see more about sludge and see it actually being spread on film, go to YouTube and type in sewage sludge. You can type in sewage sludge, two words, and you can put in Orange County, NC, and you'll come up with videos of it occurring in Orange County, also in Alamance, and there might be some Alamance, North Carolina, so put in Alamance, NC, or Orange County, NC, or Orange, NC, sewage sludge, and you'll see a lot of video footage of this activity taking place. It's pretty horrifying.
So, it's been a secret around here. What about the rest of the country? Has it also been so under the radar that it's been done? Is there something that people in other parts of the country are doing better to handle their sludge? What?
Well, it's happening throughout the United States because many years ago our sewage sludge was being dumped in the ocean, and the people and the environmentalists. Got that changed, and the EPA had to come up with something to do with it. And they came up with this process of dumping it onto the farmlands, which years and years and years ago may have been a okay practice, except now our waste stream is much more complicated in the fact that one city may have an industry, or in our case, we've got the hospitals, we've got the universities, we've got laboratories that dump things down the sink that we shouldn't have in the waste stream. So our waste stream in each individual community is different. So our waste stream is much more complicated than it used to be. So it doesn't belong on the farmlands.
Well, okay, so this is a problem here. What about internationally? Are they having the same problem, say, in Europe? And are they doing anything different or better?
Well, going back to your last question, I probably didn't answer very well. It's happening all throughout the United States, and there are sewage sludge groups popping up throughout the United States. And also, there's a lot of backlash against governmental regulations and having communities being able to regulate what happens more in their own community rather than having the state or the federal government tell them what to do, especially when it comes, when it's hand in hand, when they're hand in hand with corporations such as Synagro. So there are, but in general, this secret of sewage sludge being spread on farmlands has been kept under the radar. So your other question was
internationally,
Europe is way ahead of us. They've formulated alternatives, and they have alternatives in place to use sewage sludge for other things. And those things, for instance, they're using it to make electricity, to run buses. And they have processes that are way beyond what we have. Sweden, in fact, has a toilet that separates the urine from the feces, and that can help in, they actually mine the sewage sludge. It's considered a natural resource because the potassium, phosphorus, and other nutrients, good nutrients in it, can be separated and given to the farmers. They take the heavy metals out and reuse them. They recycle sewage sludge just as we are recycling our solid waste. We separate the plastic and the glass and the aluminum, tin foil, etc. They're so far advanced from us than they are actually doing that to their sewage sludge.
So there's other things that can be done. And we're just, as usual, behind in terms of the most progressive and environmentally conscious things to do. And so we need to send our WASA people over to Europe and learn how to do it better, it sounds like.
Yes.
And certainly we need to do something about Synagro having so much influence. We have a few minutes left. Maybe tell us again the website where people can get in touch with your group, which seems like you've really developed a huge, wonderful database about what's going on.
Yes, we have a lot of articles and a lot of information on our website and a lot of pictures, especially of things that are happening. We take a lot of pictures and we try to get those on the website to show people what is happening from week to week even. There's always something going on. It's www.sewagesludgeactionnetwork.com. And you can go there and find out about film showings. We'll be showing this film many, many times. We've shown it a lot. So if you miss these next two showings, we'll have some other showings going on. But what I want to say, too, is that there are alternatives. And I know there's been a lot of talk in the community about having a forum, different types of forums. I would really like to see a forum about alternatives.
Yes.
Start looking at alternatives. And I think if we got together and did have a seminar on alternatives and invite people from Europe who are heading up the alternatives done in Germany and Netherlands and Sweden, even in Japan. If we had those people come to this area, we would have people come from all over the United States to attend something that has never probably been done in the United States, and that is a forum of alternatives to farmland application of sewage sludge.
Myra, that is a visionary and great idea. No, seriously, because people, I can see people thinking, well, yeah, this is terrible, but what the heck, what can you do? You got all this sludge, you know?
Right.
We're just about wrapping up. Myra, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming to our Wolf meeting. We learned a lot. I hope a lot of us will be going to one of those two movie showings next Wednesday and Thursday, and Thursday will be in Chapel Hill. And again, this is WILF's Wake Up Call, WILF being the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And we've been here. We're going to be celebrating our 75th birthday next year in this area. And next week, we'll have something else wonderful on. And goodbye.